this is an amethyst. Well, it's an amethyst on top, quartz in the middle, and it's actually a different mineral on the bottom. I've forgotten it at the moment, but I'm sure I'll remember it later. Yes, you can see I have a very large collection of crystals. Some for both of us. Slot, as it were. So you have one card, the Three of Pentacles for your past, and three cards for your present, the Sun of Cups, the Father of Wands, upside down. Oh, and the Three of Pentacles is upside down too. And the Sun of Cups and the Magician are right side up. Those are in your present. The Magician is a major arcana card. So let's see about the future. Okay, your future is the Father of Cups. Pull a complimentary. Oh, okay. It's the Father of Cups and the Six of Pentacles. Very good. Very good. I like this spread a lot. First of all, the cups is the suit of emotion and water. So those are the elements represented in the cups. It's the suit that talks about relationships. They could be strong friendships, family or love, romantic, sexual, whatever type of relationship. So the Son of Cups is someone not necessarily male, because, you know, it doesn't, we don't have to play by the gender rule, but like all of the Cups family, and I should mention, this just shows a swan, and in front of the swan is it's a white swan, and in front of the white swan is a cup, and there's sort of rainbow color bursting out of the cup. Kind of reminds me of the Holy Grail or something. So, the Son of Cups is this really artistic person, maybe a musician or a painter or a digital artist of some kind, very successful, and their natural tendency is to be introverted. Others may think this person is secretive or like really wise or something, but this person is actually very intense. So if you can think of someone like that, or if that's you, this person is in your present situation right now. So the next person is the Upside Down Father of Wands that we want to be talking about in your present life. This person is very charismatic and creative. They have an open and loving heart. They're actually sometimes involved in healing, like they may be a doctor or a nurse, a massage therapist, an ASMR artist, something like that. This person is compassionate and really likes to be in nature. They're really steady even during conflict. And this one shows a snake, a cobra of some sort, curled around a wand, and in the background it looks like it's nighttime. And there's a red and orange and yellow lightning bolt striking, so maybe during a storm. But I think this also signifies inspiration, because, or like something sudden, a sudden change. Because wands are the suit of fire, but they're also the suit of inspiration and creativity, like specifically creating art and things like that. Creativity, it really is the suit of creativity. So, this combined, this person might have a lot of ideas, and combined with the person who is the son of Cups, who is a musician or visual artist, I think these people would work really, really well together. But honestly, right here, it seems to show the Son of Cups is right side up, and the Father of Wands is upside down, and they're kind of, they look like, as they came out of the deck onto the table, it looks like they're kind of opposed to each other. They might be in conflict right now. And that might be difficult for you right now, and it reflects even more that your past card, it shows the mountain where you three, and I'm about to talk about the third person in a minute, but you three were working together on this huge project, and it may not have gone well. There's a chance that that's what this card is trying to say, or maybe it did go well, maybe it went really well, but somehow out of this project there came a conflict, and that's where the conflict originated, between two of the people. Could be your two friends, could be you and a friend, family, lover, spouse, anything like that. So interesting too is when talking about these two people, the white swan and the cobra, we have the magician card, which is a major arcana, and it's cheetah is sort of perched, looking to the side, and on the cheetah's chest is an infinity symbol, which tends to represent balance in the tarot. And the magician, this cheetah, is crouching on all the symbols of all the suits: the pentacle, the sword, the wand, and the cup. Of a journey. Now, this card is about self-empowerment and action. It's a card of expansive energy. It can deal with the mind, you know, but it's really about action. It's about embracing the part of yourself that is like the cheetah, that is about speed, grace, and ability, and not being afraid to just start the project, or honestly to start to initiate some sort of making up with your friend, if that's what you want, if that's what's good and healthy, to apologize or to just initiate a conversation, or if it's two friends to try to help them start speaking to each other again so you can be successful. But then again, it could also be, if this person's very toxic, having the courage to cut them completely out of your life, or vice versa, encouraging a friend to cut a toxic person out of their life, someone that's really might be holding them back. So the other person that is in your future, the Father of Cups, is upside down and is a black swan with an orange beak and sort of a gray lined background. Looks like rain, sort of. And a black cup, sort of a chalice type thing above, but since the card's upside down, it looks like it's physically below the upside down swan. So it's a little different than the Son of Wands. So this could literally be your parent or someone else's parent, or it could just be someone with the traits of the Father of Cups. And again, remember, the cup is the suit of water and relationships, and doesn't necessarily have to be a man, could be any gender. So Father of Cups, we're doing your future now, is diplomatic and open-minded. This person is a patron of the arts, might be a nurturing, like a person who's really in touch with their emotions, which is nice. Just a very soft person, but also dignified. Really supports their friends and family, and just cares about people. But they also might be very insecure. So that's one of the downsides of being in touch with your emotions, is you're also in touch with your insecurities. So this person is in your future, and I think this might be the third person. This person is upside down. So we'll get into that later. But it could mean this person is part of that conflict that I was talking about. Or it could just mean, hey, this is one of those people who was part of your success in the past, and it's time to reconnect with them. Even if it feels awkward or difficult, or you have to put in a lot of effort to reconnect with them. And I think it's important, because this person is connected to the Six of Pentacles, which is like, you're finally gonna reap the rewards of your success, and it's talking mainly about money, but I guess it could be any type of reward. It could be a lot of different types of reward, but it is talking about money. And it's this card, the Six of Pentacles, which came right side up. It's a tree branch and a white tree branch on a black background, sort of like a reverse silhouette type deal. And there's leaves growing off of it, but then there's also little orange and yellow pentacles. And they're very cute. They kind of look like cherries or something growing off the branch. But this card could also mean someone's going to be very generous to you, like possibly give you money or opportunity. Seek out this person, reconnect with them, because this is an extremely generous person, and they may be able to fund some project of yours that is really important, or just be a part of your financial success through career. So, it could also be referring to, once you are successful, it's time to give back. Remember, your success is only happened because of other people. I mean, it happened because of you, but everyone needs other people to support them. It's not something to be ashamed of. We are a social species. No one has ever really done anything all by themselves. And when you really think about it. So when you're in a position to give to those less fortunate or just those in need, make sure you do. It's important to keep the cycle of generosity moving. Roasted green tea. Yeah. It's my favorite. No, I won't be reading any tea leaves today. Sorry. Some sort of artistic project. Maybe you were in a band together. Maybe you tried to make a movie together or something like that. But there was a conflict of some sort. And what this is saying is, what this reading is saying is that figure out who you are in this. Are you the Son of Cups? Are you the Father of Wands? Are you the Father of Cups? Are you the White Swan? Are you the Cobra? Or are you the Black Swan? So, you can intuit your own meaning there too, based on how I described these people. But there's definitely a conflict between the Son of Cups, the White Swan, and the Cobra, the Father of Wands. And the Magician seems to be saying it's time to act on the relationship, whether it's to repair it or to cut it off, cut it away completely, because it might be holding you back from the future, which shows a definite connection with the Father of Cups, the upside down Father of Cups. So whether you're bringing this person back in to the fold or cutting them out completely, that's going to lead to this situation with the Six of Pentacles, with success and generosity possibly connected to the Father of Cups. And if that's you, it probably doesn't mean cut yourself out of the equation, but it's referring, it might be even referring to something good that happens to you because you were generous. Like because you were generous, it leads to success in the future. So never underestimate the power of generosity and what it can do. What just giving a gift with no expectation of anything in return can do. It's such a powerful thing in this day and age, where everything is sort of covered in money. And really, so yeah, really, the Father of Cups is connected to this. And if that's you, I think that really means figuring out your relationship to the Son of Cups and the Father of Wands, and then seeing how that can possibly lead to success again, or being generous toward them, possibly, or accepting their generosity, because honestly, sometimes it's really hard to accept a generous gift. You just feel like you feel awful sometimes because of the society that we live in that teaches us, like, oh, now you owe them something. But I think it's time to forget about that. Some people, believe it or not, really do give people things and expect nothing in return. It might be time for that, to try to experience a new way of, like that, just giving generously. And it doesn't have to be money. It can be whatever you're able to give: your time, your labor, your ideas, your love, your kind, gentle love that expects nothing in return. But of course, there's a limit to that, you know. Don't let people treat you like garbage or something disposable. But yes, that's your reading. And honestly, it looks very beautiful to me. I love that it's talking about, you know, your career and these people who empower you and help you be successful, or you help them. And it's really just part of the balance of the Magician. It's just like a circle. It's a circle of giving. You help one person, they help the other person in the circle, and that other person helps you. And it just the sum is more than its parts. It just equals something more powerful. That way, when you're together, you can achieve more. Even if it ends up being just two of you, if you have to cut someone out, but I hope you're able to keep them in your life. I hope you are, because the future looks really good. It looks really good, successful. You just might have to work to change your outlook a little. You might have to be brave. Remember to channel all your energy, because the magician is saying that you have all this power. You have the power of all the elements behind you: air, earth, water, fire. You have what they represent. You have generosity. You have mental agility and strength. You have a sharp mind. You have a loving soul. You have creativity. You have all of that. And it might be time to realize that, embrace it, and harness all that power and put it toward your goals that you want in life, even if it's difficult. Success in the world.